About avoiding it, that would be impossible. But there is one technique I learned in a workshop the company gave that actually has helped a bit. When the stress really starts getting to me, I take a 5 or 10 minute walk at lunchtime. That really helps me loosen up and get away from things for a moment. It makes a big difference, believe me.
Speaker 2.
Sometimes I feel totally burned out. I mean, I know what's causing it. I'm always taking on more than I can handle, but I still haven't been able to figure out a solution. Last month, I decided to start asking other people to give me a hand. It worked pretty well for the first 2 or 3 days, but little by little, I began taking on more and more work, and before I knew it, I was overwhelmed again. I guess it's my nature. I don't think I have a cure for it.
Speaker 3.
It's a little embarrassing to admit, but I have a bit of a problem with my temper. I mean, at work, I never show my feelings. If someone makes me angry, I usually just hold it in. But when I get home, that's another story. My kids are great kids, but when they do something wrong, I sometimes completely lose my temper and start yelling at them. The thing is, I know it's really about what happened at work. I'm just taking it out on them. Anyway, I wasn't happy about my behavior with my kids, so I went to a workshop on anger management. Not that long ago, actually. I think it really helped. They suggested finding a way to let off a little steam when I'm angry. So I've taken up aerobics 3 times a week. It helps me think through what's been bugging me, and then I can just let it go. By the time I'm with my kids again, I have a whole new perspective on things.
End of Unit 4. End of CD 2. Page 49. Exercise A. Listening. Listen to 3 people describe their problems. Speaker 1.
There are so many sources of stress in my work that I don't even know where to begin. Forget about avoiding it. That would be impossible. But there is one technique I learned in a workshop the company gave that actually has helped a bit. When the stress really starts getting to me, I take a 5 or 10 minute walk at lunchtime. That really helps me loosen up and get away from things for a moment. It makes a big difference, believe me.
Speaker 2.
Sometimes I feel totally burned out. I mean, I know what's causing it. I'm always taking on more than I can handle, but I still haven't been able to figure out a solution. Last month, I decided to start asking other people to give me a hand. It worked pretty well for the first 2 or 3 days, but little by little, I began taking on more and more work, and before I knew it, I was overwhelmed again. I guess it's my nature. I don't think I have a cure for it.
Speaker 3.
It's a little embarrassing to admit, but I have a bit of a problem with my temper. I mean, at work, I never show my feelings. If someone makes me angry, I usually just hold it in. But when I get home, that's another story. My kids are great kids, but when they do something wrong, I sometimes completely lose my temper and start yelling at them. The thing is, I know it's really about what happened at work. I'm just taking it out on them. Anyway, I wasn't happy about my behavior with my kids, so I went to a workshop on anger management. Not that long ago, actually. I think it really helped. They suggested finding a way to let off a little steam when I'm angry. So I've taken up aerobics 3 times a week. It helps me think through what's been bugging me, and then I can just let it go. By the time I'm with my kids again, I have a whole new perspective on things.
Now listen again and complete the chart. Listen a third time if necessary to check your answers. Speaker 1.
There are so many sources of stress in my work that I don't even know where to begin. Forget about